With us right now, Jim Brown from Wheels of Independence, Wisconsin Rapids. You're also with the Specialized Medical Vehicle Association as their president. A lot of issues coming to the table in Stevens Point today from various types of providers, the SMVs, the taxis, the shared ride systems, all having problems with the brokers. One of the things that came up early in that meeting was driver qualifications, and we learned today that there's no consistency, is there?
No, there isn't at all. Certain companies, those that are registered with MTM, have certain standards they must meet, and depending on the type of company that you are, some standards for drivers and vehicles are higher than other companies, and for those that are not contracted yet with MTM, but that are maybe even looking to or may not at all, they basically have no standards to follow at all.
From what I understand from some of the complaints here today, some of the non-contracted companies are running drivers that have had some questionable driving records, and they're charging up to twice as much as what the contracted rates are.
That is correct. I think the client needs to be very careful on who their driver is and the company they're with, and have to ask themselves and ask the company, what kind of programs are you following? Who is this driver, and how good is he? For most of us, the drivers are well-trained, and their backgrounds are checked. But for many, many of the companies, they may want to look into the background.
Another thing that came up was the fact that people are calling for rides through the broker, but the broker is not doing a good job of scheduling with the providing company. In a lot of cases, same-day requests that are impossible just by the amount of time left, or canceling at the last moment, leaving you guys on the hook.
All those things are happening. The original intent of the program was to give 2 to 3 day notice, the client to give that to MTM, and then the provider would be given that information. They can determine if they can do the trip and if they can't, send it back. But all we're really seeing for the most part is same day trips that aren't being handled. We don't know where they're coming from. We don't know if the client is in fact getting that trip. Many of the trips that we're asked to do, we would not be able to get there in time to pick them up, let alone to get them to their appointment on time.
A lot of the concerns about the riders themselves having no voice, no complaint. If someone is a client, a rider with one of the many companies that work under MTM, but they have complaints, what can they do?
Ask your provider for the number. We'll be distributing it out right now in case they don't already have it. The state was to, in fact, have told all members that number. If they do not have it, ask your provider. They will provide you not only with the number to complain to, but also a number for the Department of Health Services, and they can even give you your legislator's number if you feel that you need to go to them to complain about what's happening with your ride.
Anything you want to add today?
I think what's happening right now is providers from all over the state are getting together, maybe stronger than they ever have before. This is a universal problem throughout the state. It's getting to be a bigger problem, and it's good to see that all providers from different types of transportation are getting together and rallying and trying to find out what's wrong and what's the best solution for the future.